From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Emmanuel is a word we'll be hearing a little bit more about in the lead-up to Christmas. Many of our Christmas carols contain that word. It is, of course, a wonderful title of our Lord Jesus Christ, used only once in the New Testament and twice in the Old Testament. The single New Testament reference to it is in Matthew 1 and verse 21, and that's a quotation directly from Isaiah 7 and verse 14. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. I need to bring you back 700 years before the birth of Jesus. At that time, Ahaz was the king of Judah. Wasn't a very godly man, and he came under the threat of military attack from Syria and from Israel. The prophet Isaiah came in and encouraged King Ahaz to trust in the Lord. Ahaz said he would, but secretly he joined up with the nation's enemies. In other words, a man was a hypocrite. Outwardly he said, "Yes, I'll trust in the Lord," but behind everybody's back he was lining up some military support from the enemy. Isaiah encouraged him by saying, "Emmanuel, God with us." And God offered to give Ahaz a sign, but the king turned down the offer. However, God went on and he gave the sign in a way not just for the benefit of the king, but for the encouragement of all of the people of Judah. The sign was that the virgin would conceive and would bring forth a son, and this son would be God with us. Some 700 years later, that tremendous prophecy was miraculously fulfilled when our Lord Jesus Christ was born. Emmanuel had come. You'll remember how the angel spoke to Joseph and assured him that Mary had been faithful to him, but was carrying a child which had been conceived by the Holy Spirit. "She would bring forth a son," that angel said, "and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us." It's a miraculous circumstance, and it's a marvellous name. But before we get into the subject this morning, let's listen to a familiar Christmas hymn, "Away in a Manger," sung for us by John Starnes.
Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head, the star. this night. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care and fill us for heaven to live.
Good morning, I'm Ian Brown, and it's great to have your company today. Do listen on with us as we think of the wonderful name Emmanuel, that name of Jesus that means God with us. That name brings real comfort to our hearts, for it assures us, firstly, that Jesus is God. There's the announcement of deity in this title. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. There are many today who tell us that Jesus isn't God. That he was simply a good man, or a godly man, or a wonderful teacher, and yet from the very beginning of the New Testament, Jesus Christ is identified as God. He is God with us. So in this title, there's the announcement of deity. But also the title Emmanuel, God with us, gives acknowledgement of his humanity. Our Saviour, as well as being perfect God, is perfect man. He's the God-man. The name Emmanuel puts its arms around the whole mystery of the wonderful person of Christ. Jesus is God with us. There's the announcement of deity in the title. There's also the acknowledgement of humanity in the title. But this name Emmanuel also assures us of the company of Christ. It tells us that Jesus is God with us. He's not only God, but he's God with us. Not a God who's far away, distant and unconcerned, so detached and remote from us as to be of little use to us. He is with us. Now that's thrilling. Again and again in the Bible you'll find this wonderful promise, I am with you. I think of how God gave that promise to Moses and gave it to Joshua as well. God says in Joshua 1 and verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. He has given that same promise to us. Matthew began his gospel by introducing Christ as God with us in Matthew 1 and verse 23, and he ends that book on the same note. In Matthew 28 and verse 20, Jesus says, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. The Lord Jesus Christ is God with us in every area of life. He is God with us in salvation. He's a holy God. And being a holy God, he really should be against us because we are sinful people. But he's with us in salvation. And if you'll open your heart to him, he'll come in and he'll be with you. He'll forgive you. He'll fellowship with you. He'll save you. Save you from yourself. Save you from your sins. Save you from hell. That's the wonderful message of Christ coming to earth. He is God with us in salvation. What a message of hope for a hopeless world. He's not only God with us in salvation, but he's God with us in suffering. He is with us in the trials of life. I must have the Saviour with me, for I dare not walk alone, the hymn writer said, and the glorious thing is, I can have him with me. I've turned to the comforting words of Isaiah 43 in the verse 2 many, many times as I visit in hospitals and homes and for my own personal benefit. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. In verse 5 of the same chapter, Isaiah 43, God is saying, fear not, I am with thee. No matter what circumstances we are called to go through, Jesus Christ is with us. As the hymn writer delighted to put it, fear not, I am with thee. Blessed golden ray, like a star of glory, lighting up my way. Through the clouds of midnight, this bright promise shone, I will never leave thee, never will leave thee alone. steps unseen before me, hidden dangers near, nearer still my Saviour, whispering, be of cheer, joys like birds of springtime, to my heart have flown, singing all so sweetly, he will not leave me alone. Jesus is God with us, and he is with us in salvation. He is with us in suffering. He is with us in our service. We read in Mark 16 in the verse 20, and the disciples went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. He not only walks with us in the journey of life, but he's also working alongside of us. There are times that we get weary in the service of Jesus. And it's good to know at those times that the Lord is sustaining us. He's encouraging us. He's working alongside of us. When Paul was getting the church started in the city of Corinth in Acts 18, he was ready to quit and put tools down and get off the job. But then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Now don't be afraid, Paul. I am with you." Though other friends abandoned Paul throughout his ministry, the Lord stood by him to the very end. The Lord Jesus, our Saviour, is God with us in salvation, God with us in suffering, God with us in service, and also in sorrow. Those sad, heavy, heart-rending times of bereavement and of tears and separation, what a joy and what a relief to lean on his promise. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You have no call for me to tell you that, Psalm 23 in the verse 4. He's going to be with us throughout all eternity. John saw that holy city coming down from heaven, and he heard a great voice saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. Jesus Christ is God. With us in salvation. With us in suffering. With us in service. With us in sorrow. Trust him. Worship him. Give your very best to him. Wherever we are, in the difficulties and in the demands of life, Jesus Christ is right there. Tell me, are you trusting him today? Do you rejoice in him at this season? Have you surrendered your all to him? Emmanuel, God with us.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we Let the Bible Speak.